sure that he's doing that on his dogs.
How about an old person that's very lively and gets around quite well? You might say he certainly is what for his age.
I know the name, but I just can't think of it.
You ever say he's certainly feisty or hurt?
I would say more than you said, but he sure is frisky for his age.
You might say, what about a man who doesn't want to work and he has no ambition?
He's lazy.
He's lazy. And how about that bird that makes a hole in a tree by using his beak? You know, lots of insects.
A woodpecker.
Do you ever hear pecking wood in this area?
Yes, there was downstairs in that tree.
Those are pecker woods?
Yes.
What's the difference between pecker wood and woodpecker?
The same thing. Say the word backwards.
And when you were younger, which did you use more often?
Well, we used woodpecker.
Well,
I used to say just the same thing.
And how about an insect that jumps around the grass? Not a cricket, but
a grasshopper.
And how about hopper grass?
Some say hopper grass, some say grasshopper.
And would you say that colored people use peckerwood and hopper grass more? White people or not?
Well, no, I don't know because I haven't been around white people so long.
I'm getting responses from both races, like a white lady in North. Said no, that's peckerwood. And people will say, well, it's peckerwood.
Well, I've heard people say that reason, but we always say that's a woodpecker. Mm-hmm. Because I was going to school, we had a piece of knowledge. Well, a book we had said the woodpecker flew for his too high. So when he picked and picked the woodpecker, that's the one home. So
you remember that from your school? A regular rhyme for it, a little poem?
Yeah, it was a little poem, a regular rhyme.
And what do you say if something goes out of control? Suppose the highway out here is slippery and a man starts getting his car goes like that. You say that car went...
No, I didn't say that, because I don't have any clothes.